From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. And joining us is Puzzle Master Will Shortz. Hi, Will.
Hi, Leanne.
Got a bit of snow up there, huh?
Yeah, blast of winter this week.
But this is the time of year, you know, it's gets dark early and kind of season you like to just curl up next to the fire with a good puzzle, right?
Absolutely.
So remind us of the challenge you gave us last week.
Yes. First of all, it came from listener John Fuller of Nashville, Tennessee, and I'm sorry I forgot to mention that last week. And the puzzle is this. Think of a well-known actor. Take the first five letters of his first name and the last five letters of his last name. Together, in order, these will spell the name of a major American city. What is it?
What is it?
The answer is Charlton Heston and Charleston, as in West Virginia or South Carolina.
Neat. We had over 1,600 entries from people who solved the puzzle, and our randomly selected winner is Doris Goh from Knoxville, Tennessee. Hey, Doris.
Hey.
What do you do in Knoxville?
I'm an editor, and I'm a writer. I write children's books and hiking guides.
Oh, I love it. How long have you been playing the puzzle?
Since you had to send in a postcard.
Oh, since the beginning, almost.
How long ago that was?
That's quite a while ago, actually. Yeah. Quite a while ago. Well, it's nice to meet you, and are you ready to play?
I think so.
All right, well, I'd like you to meet Will. Will, meet Doris. Let's play.
All right, Doris, I'm going to give you 2 4-letter words. Put the same 3 letters in front of each of them to complete 2 common 7-letter words. For example, if I said gain, G-A-I-N, and rack, R-A-C-K, you would say bargain and barrack.
Ooh.
All right. Number one is give, G-I-V-E, and tune, T-U-N-E.
I'm sorry, can you say that again?
Yeah, the first word is give, G-I-V-E, and tune, T-U-N-E, as in a song.
Tune, forgive.
Forgive and fortune. Excellent. Number two is arch, A-R-C-H, and soon, S-O-O-N.
Petrarch?
Oh. How about
Leanne?
Monarch and monsoon?
That's it. Good job.
Thank you.
Try this one. Mock, M-A-C-H, and rage, R-A-G-E.
M-A-C, what words end in?
Rage.
Think of part of your body for the M-A-C-H.
Stomach.
Yeah.
Stomach and storage is right. Good.
Yeah.
Try this one. Grin, G-R-I-N, and lice, L-I-C-E.
Chagrin chalice.
Good. Ooh, that was fast. Lane, L-A-I-N, and lore, L-O-R-E.
I don't know.
I don't either.
I stumped you both. It's explain and explore.
Oh.
All right, try this one. Sage, S-A-G-E, and tiff, T-I-F-F, as in a small argument.
Pawn? No.
Unfortunately, there's no pond sage.
No.
For the tiff, think of a dog.
Mastiff. Message. Massage.
Massage, is it? Good. Each, E-A-C-H, and rove, R-O-V-E.
Improve, impeach.
Ooh, good job. Ache, A-C-H-E. And icky, I-C-K-Y. And the 7-letter word ending in icky is what you were at the start of this puzzle. And the word ending in A-C-H is...
Panache.
Panache is right.
Or panicky.
Good hint.
Try this one. Bang, B-A-N-G, as in the sound a gun makes. And riff, R-I-F-F.
Shebang and sheriff.
Ooh, that's good. Lacy, L-A-C-Y, mm-hmm. And lout, L-O-U-T.
Nope.
All right, I'll give you a hint. This one starts with an F, as in Frank.
F?
Oh, Leanne, I need help on this one.
I think it's fallacy and fallout.
Oh!
That's good. Excellent. And here's your last one.
Good.
I feel the same way, Doris.
Ashy, A-S-H-Y, and Urge, U-R-G-E.
Splurge, Splashy.
Yeah. Oh, good job. Splashy and Splurge.
Nice. Hey, nice work, Doris. I think we really did make a good team here.
We certainly did.
I know, we kind of divided them up pretty evenly. Well, for playing our puzzle today, you'll get a weekend edition lapel pin, the 11th edition of Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary and Thesaurus, the Scrabble Deluxe Edition from Parker Brothers, the Puzzle Master Presents from Random House Volume 2, Will Shortz's Little Black Book of Sudoku and Black and White Book of Crosswords from St. Martin's Press, and one of Will Shortz's Puzzle Master decks of riddles and challenges from Chronicle Books. Lots of stuff to play with on these dark days. Doris, tell us what member station you listen to.
WUOT.
WUOT in Knoxville. Well, Doris, this was a hard puzzle. You did really well. Doris Gove from Knoxville, Tennessee. Thanks so much for playing the puzzle today.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. And now, Will, the challenge for next week.
Yes, this week's challenge comes from listener Stephen Heineman of Peoria, Illinois. Think of a common six-letter word with the following unusual properties. The third and fourth letters are consonants, which are silent, and the fifth letter is a T, as in Thomas, which is pronounced twice. What is it? So again, a common six-letter word, the third and fourth letters are silent consonants, and the fifth letter is a T that's pronounced twice. What word is this?
Okay, when you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Once again, that's npr.org/puzzle. Only one entry per person, please. Our deadline this week is Thursday, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time, and we'll call you if you're the winner. And you'll get to play Puzzle on the Air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shortz. Thanks a lot, Will.
Thanks, Leanne.